if you're with an early stage company, and kind of the basic of this presentation is if you're drafting an agreement, a template agreement that would be used for your company's offering, whether it's the company you work in-house or you're outside representing a company on template agreements. The underlying technology and method of delivery is going to drive the format, structure, and key terms in the agreements. So what we're hoping to go through, we're going to start out with just a little background on the market space right now, the types of questions you should be asking, and the legal implications. We aren't going to get into a lot of detail on specific drafting issues. This presentation is very much intended to help you issue spot. Many of the things that we're going to be talking about here, just very briefly as an issue, are things that are worthy of an entire CLE in their own right, and lots of them are the focus of other presentations that you're going to be seeing today and tomorrow. So
when we were preparing this presentation, I looked up the definition of counselor, and I kind of got a chuckle if you look at number 3, one who has supervisory duties at a summer camp. I think since it looks like most of us are in-house, we probably all felt that way at one point or another, but maybe just me. But we're really going to focus on number 2 and the role of an attorney as one who's giving advice in the law. And even though our job descriptions can focus on very specific legal matters, a lot of times our value as an attorney, particularly when you're in-house, comes from your ability to issue spot, comes from your ability to give advice and provide that kind of counsel when your business team comes to you and says, hey, I need an agreement for this. Like, we're gonna sell this new product. Can you get me a form? And they just expect the form to kind of magically appear.